In September 2011, a dramatic case tested the resolve of the British authorities' no-concession policy when a British couple, Judith, Jude, and Dave Tebbutt, were attacked by Somali pirates while vacationing in Kenya. Their son, Ollie, a 25-year-old furniture designer, was at a job site in Glasgow when a colleague came to tell him that the police wanted to see him. Because my parents were on holiday, I assumed something bad had happened, like maybe a car crash, Tebbutt recalled. After a week-long safari, his parents had booked a stay in a secluded resort called the Kiwayu Safari Village on the Kenyan coast. One night, Somali kidnappers raided the property and abducted his mother. His father, David, was killed trying to resist. For weeks after being given the news, Ollie was in close contact with the Foreign Office. He was also visited by representatives from SO15, the Counter-Terrorism Command of the British Metropolitan Police, who were investigating the possible involvement of members of Al-Shabaab in the abduction. Eventually, Ollie was able to arrange a proof-of-life phone call with his mother. The kidnappers wanted a huge sum, around $10 million. But Ollie discovered that tucked into a travel insurance policy obtained through his father's work was a clause that provided kidnapping and ransom insurance. "It was incredibly lucky, really," Ollie said. Through the policy, two security consultants from Control Risks were assigned to the case. That's when the government said, "You have to make a choice. It's either us or them," Ollie recalled. He found the security consultants to be sober professionals. They explained how the negotiations would work and that the sole focus would be on getting his mother back alive. They were very much like, "We do this every day, and this is expected in this part of the world, and this is our pattern for what a Somali kidnap looks like," he said.